When an account is closed, it remains on the system. It is not included in the selection of accounts for a collector's work, but it still can be presented as part of a linked group because some of the other accounts are open that it's linked to. Depending on the type of close code, payments can still be applied or the account can be reopened depending upon circumstances. But after a certain period of time, a closed account can be purged from the system. There are several reasons why you might want to remove an account from your system. One of them being the need for disk space. Another one is that you may have entered a large batch of accounts that were placed in error. The information was wrong, and so you want to purge those accounts out. There are disadvantages to purging accounts, though, from your system. And the major one is the fact that you lose the information from that account. We have a purge inquiry that you can go to, and you can see the basic demographics, you know, the debtor, and their address. But you're going to lose all the notes and general information like that. For running the purge, you have to set up first your close codes to say when you want these accounts to be eligible to be purged and how many days after they're closed. And after that, you'll need to set up a system control option that'll say these are the close codes that I want to purge, and do I want to purge these accounts even if there is an account linked to it that might be open. And another thing to consider is, has there been a payment recently on it? So you can specify if there's been payments after a blank amount of time, don't purge the accounts. Before running the purge, we're going to give you the option for reports. We're going to show you the first 100 accounts on a purge report, the information, you know, the preliminary purge report, so you can at least review the accounts, make sure, yes, these are the ones that I want to purge. And after that, you will run your purge. From there, you're going to want to back up the purge work files. And what these are is that this is the information that is being purged off the system so that you do have a backup of that debtor's information. And once you have a good clean backup, then you're going to delete the purge work files and remove the purge information so that you clear off your disk space to open up that space so other data can be added to the system.